So my colleague of mine in the House of Representatives, in fact, we came in together.
Yes.
He has his beard, and he has not shaved. His name is State Representative Kurt Vail. He's going to be joining us in about less than a minute.
So he has a beard.
Yeah. Good-looking guy, too. He wears a beard perfectly. See, if I had to grow it in, it wouldn't look good. He trims it nice. It's perfect.
Have you noticed recently how many guys are wearing beards?
I know. More now than...
More than...
Probably in 100 years.
Yeah.
We're in this trend of beards.
What does it do?
Yeah.
I want to get somebody in here someday that does that.
Makes you look distinguished.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. There was a time maybe 15, 20 years ago that goatees, everybody was wearing goatees. Now those are kind of falling out. Now they're going for the full beards. Sometimes I have to emphasize here, full beard. Some people just let it go a little too crazy. And I think by the end of November, a lot of people are going to fall into that category. Anyhow, Representative Kurt Vail, what he has done a couple of times is he's introduced a bill that would make daylight savings time, which, by the way, starts this weekend. So this is a timely interview. It would make it permanent.
Why, I want to ask you a question. Why are people against something like
well,
that?
I think that's a question that we should ask.
I think that.
Kurt Vail.
Who wants to be in the dark? I mean, seriously.
In more than one way, Brad. All right, let's bring him on. I see Representative Kurt Vail. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Good, how are you good. This morning?
Good. Can you hear me okay? Because you're on Bluetooth on my car.
Yes.
I'm on my way to work, so.
We can hear you just fine.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Okay, great. So, hey, Gary, if you grow your beard for the whole month of November, I'll make a donation to your charity.
Wow.
You grow it for the full month.
Wow,
I'll make a donation to whatever charity. It's supposed to be awareness for prostate cancer. That's where the whole No Shave November came in, but. By the end of November, I'll probably look kind of like Santa Claus.
You look like Representative Bill Buckby.
Yeah. Well, I can't hold the candle to him.
No, he is Santa Claus there. We had him on before.
Is.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I would like to take you up on that offer. If this was for 2 weeks, I would take you up on it right now. But I know myself. I know I will get to like 2 week mark, and it'll just be driving me batty with the scratching. It'll itch so bad that I'll just say, oh, the hell with it. I'm going to go shave, you know. So,
no, I know the feeling, but if you do it, that's a deal.
I tell you what, if I do it.
Full month, though. It's got to be the full month.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. I'll let you know if I do decide to do that.
Well, you know something? I'm glad that I met you. I am. I think it's wonderful what you have done. Terrific. I couldn't do it.
This is a really interesting bill, Kurt. And I know you've introduced this a couple of times. So I got a few questions for you, but I want to start with this.
Sure.
What was the impetus of this? What was really behind the driving force for you to introduce this back when you did?
So originally it was just a constituent came to me and said that, you know, how ridiculous it is that we still do this archaic practice of turning the clocks back, because in the winter we're going to be moving it back. It's going to start to get dark at 4:20, and the way our schedules are set up, people are going to work in the dark, coming home in the dark. And so I did a little he said, you know, is there anything you can do about it? And so I did a little research. I represent a farming community in Summers. So I talked to some farmers because they said that that's how it started. And they were all okay with it. I talked to some local business owners, and I put the bill in. I didn't really, it wasn't a priority. I submitted the bill to go year-round daylight savings, and it captured the attention of some people in the media, and they started interviewing me on it. And so in the process, you know, it's become a legitimate issue, and I've got way more research, and we're trying to work in conjunction with other states, and so that's how it started.
Wow. Wow. So all from a constituent. Now, so the bill wanted to keep Connecticut on, just to be clear, on standard time or on daylight savings time?
daylight savings.
Yes,
but there is
yes.
no time zone daylight savings. So to accomplish that goal,
yeah.
you'd have to move into the Atlantic time zone,
okay.
which is the one that Nova Scotia and
right.
that part is in.
New Brunswick, yes.
And then eliminate daylight savings. So the objective is to stay at the time we're at right now.
Well, we're on Eastern time.
Forever.
We're on Eastern time.
We're right, yes. But right now, we're on Eastern, but we're in daylight savings. So if we were to eliminate daylight savings time, we would be an hour earlier. So it'd be getting dark earlier.
But why would we? We don't want
the
that.
The sun rotates, or the Earth rotates around the sun the same way. But, you know, we're programmed a certain way, and this, when we turn our clocks,
yeah,
heart attacks increase, car accidents increase in that week following the change.
Wow.
In the winter, you have seasonal affective disorder, which is something people get depressed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, they actually show, when we had an energy crisis in the 70s, we went year-round daylight savings time. And they did it at the end of World War II as well. So there is. I don't know of any reason. The biggest opposition is our neighboring states. Obviously,
right,
that's the real issue. So the way the bill is written is it would only go into effect if our neighboring states did it as well.
Well, think about
we're
it, Kurt.
All talking to each other, and it's an ongoing process.
Kurt, think about it. You can't be in Enfield, you know, and it's 8 o'clock p.m., and then drive, you know, 2 minutes over the border into Agawam, you know, and it's 9 o'clock p.m. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You'd have to bring other states on board. But in order to do that, I mean, you're talking, because you're, you know, we're connected to Massachusetts, who's connected to Vermont and New Hampshire, and New Hampshire's connected to, you know, Maine, and we're connected to Rhode Island. You'd have, and then going south, you'd have New York, and New York is connected to New Jersey. Because my point is that they'd run into that same scenario that I just described. So you would have to have every state in this present time zone. And not for nothing, I believe our time zone goes actually out to, like, Ohio, right?
And Michigan, even.
I didn't know Michigan. Oh, well, then Michigan,
I'm pretty sure Detroit. And that's for them to decide, you know. But here's the thing. We're all, like, I'm talking to Massachusetts, New Hampshire. So our bill is attached to New York, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Massachusetts is attached to New York. We're all working together, and we're working with a national group, too.
Okay.
A guy named Scott Yates, actually, he's, like, the national expert on this. He flew in to testify in Hartford this year.
Uh-huh.
And this bill actually made it out of committee for the first time this last year.
Yeah, but it died. And how did it die?
It died. It was actually on. It was set up to be called next on the House floor on the agenda.
Wow.
And ESPN and I think NBC Sports made a phone call, and they pulled it down.
You know,
wow.
We're talking to
what? That's crazy.
Mr. Vail. You know, when I think of this, okay, this is just me now.
Yep.
I can't understand why we waste so much time in the winter time, and I'll tell you why. I think that there are people who get very down. Very, very down.
That's true. Yeah.
And I can't understand why we can't, as a, you know, a group of people, why can't we do the same thing so that it is lighter? And
well,
lighter.
He's trying to do that, actually.
Yeah.
What was the reason behind NBC Sports and ESPN calling the legislature, like, right before it being called? What was their reason?
Well, number one, I think they would have worked against it harder. I don't think they took it serious, and I think they realized that. But they're doing it all over the country, because this isn't only happening in Connecticut.
What does that mean?
National movement. The president even mentioned it. Marco Rubio is a huge champion of this. They actually did this in Florida. But if they do this on a national level and they eliminate us doing this, and we're not proactive with it. We're going to be on Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to lose that hour.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be proactive. Most people I've talked to, an overwhelming majority, would prefer to have that extra hour of sunlight in the afternoon as opposed to getting it in the morning.
Absolutely.
And so if we're not proactive, we could sit here, and I took so much criticism for introducing this bill.
Really?
And that's fine. You know, that's right.
That's part of our job.
I can handle that by all means, but that doesn't deter me any. And it's coming around. People thought it was a joke. I never thought it was a joke. It's certainly not my number one priority.
We have a lot more
pressing issues to deal with, but it's an issue that affects every single person every day. So
I think
it's a big enough and important issue.
I'm running out of time. I only got about two and a half minutes, and I got two questions still to ask you. Is it a myth, or is there any truth that it's farmers who created this in the first place? Or does it have to do with taking your kids to school and waiting in the school bus in the pitch dark? I mean, there's so many different myths as far as how we got into daylight savings time.
So according to the expert, it was a department store owner in Massachusetts that really pushed it. It wasn't farmer. And it was business that pushed to get that extra hour of sunlight.
Again,
I don't have a problem.
Like what year? How long ago?
More productive, but it wasn't farmers. They used farmers because they know this is 100 years ago.
And this
was his story that he told when he came in and testified in front of our committee here in Connecticut. Wow. So that's my understanding. And the dark kids catching the school bus in the dark is a legitimate issue.
Yeah.
They did a study in Massachusetts on this, because their legislature is looking at it too, and they had a study done, and they said that kids are starting school too early anyway, so that maybe in conjunction with moving the clocks, they look at maybe starting school an hour later. So,
all right, my final question, Kurt, you got it, 60 seconds or less. Are you going to reintroduce this bill in next year's shorter session in February?
Absolutely.
There you go.
And, you know, yes,
good luck to you.
What are the chances of it passing this time?
Well, now I know who's fighting against it. So
ESPN and NBC Sports.
I'm going to try to work with them to try to find something. I think they misunderstand parts of the bill, but they. So now I know who the enemy is. I can try to figure that out. But we got that far last year. I'm hopefully going to step further this year.
Thanks so much, brother. We really appreciate your time this morning. I hope it happens.
I'm with you 100%.
Grow
that beard.
Yeah. I don't have. Maybe for a week or two. Thanks so much, Kurt.